When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about 8 more terms that you might hear in the world of narcissistic toxic abuse, domestic violence, and things of that nature. 8 more terms. This is part 2, y'all. There's a part 1 I'm going to link in the comment section or link in the description of the podcast and whatnot. But this is part 2 of that series right here. So if you haven't already, before I hop in, if you haven't already, hop over to Amazon. Take a look at that self-love journal to help you rebuild and regain that self-love and identity. It's available on Amazon. I love me, Lee Hammack, self-love on Amazon. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel, y'all. So many people watch the videos and the podcast and don't subscribe. Subscribe to the channel. Help reach more people. Like I said, you don't have to watch every single video, but your subscription helps push the algorithm, help push it out to more people who might not know about narcissistic toxic abuse. They can help find it as well, y'all. So the first definition is, the first phrase is no contact. No contact. No contact means no contact. No contact. Going no contact with a narcissistic person is meant to help you heal. It means cutting off access, blocking, removing that person from your life in any way, shape, or form. Like cutting off communication with that person, if possible. I know every situation is different and everybody can't go no contact when kids are involved and things like that. But no contact is supposed to help you heal. Some people don't want to go no contact or feel like they're doing a disservice or being childish by blocking someone and cutting off contact and ceasing to exist in that person's atmosphere and whatnot. So no contact is meant to help you heal. It's a technique to, it's cutting off access to help you heal. It's building that muscle, that no contact muscle, no access muscle, because sooner or later you might actually run into this person again. And you want to be strong enough to, when you see this person, that even if they do trigger you when you see them, that you don't respond to them. You don't react. You don't even have to speak to them most times. You just keep it moving. No contact is supposed to help you rebuild that muscle of strength. You know what I mean? That's what it's meant to do. So no contact means no contact. There's no contact at all. No contact, no access, no nothing. No text messages, no nothing. If they create a fake number, you block it. If they create a fake email, you block it. You don't respond to anything. You block, and you get a restraining order if need be. So the second definition is no response or ignoring. So no, I know a lot of people think no response and not responding is the same thing as no contact, but it's not, y'all. No response means they still have access to you. That means you're still getting text messages. You're still getting phone calls. You might not answer the phone calls, but you're still getting those phone calls. You're still getting those emails. You're still getting those WhatsApp messages. You're still getting those whatever form of communication is still open. The communication between you hasn't been cut off. You see what I'm saying? So the communication hasn't been cut off. They still have access to you. You see what I'm saying? I can see doing no response if you have kids or whatever. You only respond to the things that are important to you. The things that are important that are concerning the kids. You don't respond to anything else. That's typically when you use no response and ignore. But if you don't have any ties to this person, no kids, no property, no bills, nothing else, you should go no contact, because not responding, if you're still reading the messages, if you're still reading the emails unnecessarily, and you're still like seeing the phone calls come through, sooner or later, y'all, they're going to say something to trigger you. They're going to say something that's going to trigger a response from you. So no response is not the same as no contact. No contact is no access. No response is they still have access. You're just not responding to them. You're just ignoring them. You know, one is definitely better than the other, y'all. One helps you heal faster. The other one can help you heal a long. It takes a long time to do that, y'all, because they're still, their name is still popping up on your phone. You're still reading the things that they're saying, and they might just say something to trigger a response from you. Hey, my mom passed away. Hey, the dog we bought together ran off. I need to talk to somebody. Hey, I'm sick. I don't have anybody else to talk to. Hey, I hate you. Whatever it is, you might respond to it. So no response is not as good as no contact, y'all. So you might hear that when people say, I'm just ignoring, I'm not responding. That's cool. That's a good step towards no contact, but you want to eventually go no contact if possible. You know, the third term, I always do this like the okay symbol, but I know how to, I know what I mean. The third term, 1, 2, 3, I'm doing it like this. The third term is future faking. Future faking, y'all, happens when you're dealing with a narcissistic person or a toxic person in this scenario, y'all. Like, that sells you a dream. They sell you a bright, beautiful future together. They make promises to do things in the future with you. Hey, like next year, hey, 6 months from now, I have a wedding I need a plus one for. Guess what? I know we just met, but you're going to be my plus one. I know. No, y'all, don't let people future fake you, because they absolutely will future fake you. They'll confuse the hell out of you, and they'll do you a great disservice, and they'll mess with you, y'all. They will absolutely mess with you and do damage to your psyche. They will mess with your mind. That's what narcissistic people do, y'all. That's what narcissistic people tend to be good at, is messing with your mind. You mean they'll sell you a dream but deliver a nightmare. You order something on Amazon Prime expecting 2-day delivery, but you don't get it. You see what I'm saying? They are Amazon Prime. They are promising you 2 days delivery, but they lose the package somehow. The package gets lost. They drive right by your house with the package in the back, or they never even ship the package. In this scenario, the narcissistic toxic person never even ships the package. They promise you the delivery, but never even ship the package. They don't even have the package in the warehouse. They're just lying to you. Future faking is literally lying about the future, y'all. They're making you promises to keep you in their life, or to make it seem like y'all going to be together for a long time, or that y'all going to be things will get better after a long time, after a while. So watch out for future faking, y'all. Future faking is a manipulation. The fourth phrase or term you might hear is the fourth one is mirroring. Just like mirror on the wall. Who's the most narcissistic of them all? Oh, me? I see me in the mirror? Yeah. Mirroring is typically when a narcissistic or a toxic person, or anybody for that matter, they just mirror back your behaviors. They mirror back your traits. They mirror back your personality. What you get, you know, they can even mirror back your mannerisms and your body language and things like that. They can match you. Mirroring is they start to act like you. They just reflect back the things that you do, the things that you like, the things that you might seem to like. You know what I mean? A lot of times on social media and things like that, you make it easy to mirror you, because all the information is readily available and accessible online. You put your favorite songs, your favorite music, your favorite vacation spots, your favorite flowers, your favorite video games, your favorite everything is already online for them to mirror you and act like you. Mirroring is another type of manipulation, y'all. They just start to act like you. They pretend to be you. A lot of times when you're in a narcissistic, toxic relationship, you fall in love with yourself because they are mirroring you. You see what I'm saying? Don't get mirrored. The fifth phrase you might come across is BIFF, B-I-F-F, brief, informative, firm and friendly. Brief, informative, firm and friendly. This is kind of a contact. This is what you use when you can't go no contact with a narcissistic person. If you work with them, you're trying to co-parent with them. This is the technique that you use when you can't go no contact. Brief. Keep the interaction brief. Short as possible, y'all. Short and sweet. Informative. Power pack it into a concise paragraph if possible. You don't want to send long-winded things to narcissistic people, because they don't read all of it, y'all. They're going to read the points that they want to respond to, and they're going to come at you. Brief, informative, power packet, like a superfood. This BIFF method is the avocado of communication with a narcissist. It's a superfood. It has everything you need. firm. Keep it firm, y'all. This is not up for negotiation. This is how it's going to be. Firm. This is not up for negotiations. Brief, informative, firm, tight. Keep it tight and concise. Don't leave it open for interpretation. This is straight to the point. And friendly. The last F is friendly, not friends. friendly. You can be friendly with people and not be friends with people. You can be friendly. Friendly is like, have a nice day. Friends, hug and kiss goodbye. Friends, high five and dap it up and snap fingers and stuff like that. Friends, slap each other on the butt. Friendly is just say, have a good day. Brief, informative, firm, and friendly. You can replace the no response, ignoring, with this technique right here to help you communicate with narcissistic people that you cannot go no contact with. BIFF is used so you can co-parent effectively sometimes, y'all. B-I-F-F. You know what I mean? Number six, the sixth one is ghosting. Disappear. Imagine Casper, the friendly, narcissistic ghost that disappears whenever they come back and get what they want. You ever seen the movie Casper? I think it was 1995 with Bill Pullman and Christina Ricci. And Devin Sawa, you remember that movie back in the day? Casper came back because he had all the ghosts come back because they have unfinished business. That's what people do when they know. That's what narcissistic, toxic people do. They ghost you. They Casper. When they finish their business, they disappear. Just like in the movie, when their unfinished business is done, they disappear. Just like narcissistic people, toxic people do. When they get what they want, or they get sick and tired of you, or they just too cowardice to say goodbye, they ghost you. Or they've been lying the whole time and they don't want you to figure out who they really are or what they really have going on at home. They ghost you. You know what I mean? They ghost you. Ghosting. If people ghost you, y'all, let them remain Casper. Don't let them back into your life, because the more you allow somebody to ghost you, the more they'll keep doing it. They ghost you if they disappear on you for 3 months and they come back and say, oh, I've been so busy. No, why would y'all allow somebody who ghosted you back into your life after 3 months? One of my videos coming up soon will be on ghosting. And I'm gonna go in on it. But stop allowing people who ghost you back into your life, because they just do it again and again and again and again. They keep ghosting, but why do you keep letting them back in your life? Let them remain Casper. Ghosting is a manipulation technique, y'all, to get away from you. The seventh one is the silent treatment. Silent treatment. The seventh one, number seven, is the silent treatment. You know what I mean? That's when narcissistic people punish you or avoid accountability by just refusing to talk to you. Pretending you don't exist. Zip it up. They zip it up. Zip. They don't talk to you. It's because either they're punishing you for something they feel like you've done to them, or they're just trying to avoid accountability at all costs a lot of times. So they try to avoid accountability by ghosting you, by being completely silent to you and things like that. You see what I'm saying? That's how it goes when you're dealing with narcissistic people. They'll give you the silent treatment. Ghosting is a form of silent treatment because they don't talk to you anymore, but they're also not present. The silent treatment can be used in long distance relationships. It can be used in, the silent treatment can be used when y'all living in the same house. Y'all work for the same company. The silent treatment is punishment and control. It's just, they just refuse to talk to you. How you deal with the silent treatment really quickly is to learn how to enjoy the silence, y'all, because they're trying to punish you with their silence. They want to make you feel like you don't deserve their words. So enjoy the silence. Do something. Find something to do, y'all. The last one, number eight, is narcissistic rage. Narcissistic rage, in a nutshell, is when narcissistic people lose control of their impulses. They're yelling, they're screaming, they're kicking and punching. They're doing all this kind of stuff because they feel like they've lost control of you. You see what I'm saying? They feel like they've lost control of the situation and they don't know how to act. So narcissistic rage is when they're yelling and screaming at you. Sometimes their eyes go black, their pupils dilate, whatever you want to say. And they just, it really is an adult temper tantrum, y'all. Narcissistic rage in and of itself is really just an adult temper tantrum. It really, really is. It's just they're yelling, they're kicking and screaming because whatever they feel like whatever needs they have are not being met in this situation. You know what I mean? Again, y'all, it's not your fault. They narcissistically rage on you, but you have to be very careful, because this is when they can really do some damage to you and hurt you and whatnot. But anyways, y'all, this is part two right here. I have two more parts with more definitions coming up here pretty soon. Like, again, the link to the other video or podcast is going to be in the comment sections and whatnot with the first eight definitions. The first time I went over gray rock, flying monkeys, trauma bond, hoovering, gaslighting, projection, new supply, and reactive abuse in the first video. This one right here, no contact, no response, future faking, mirroring, BIFF, ghosting, silent treatment, narcissistic rage. Anyways, y'all, this video went on longer than I liked them to go, but I hope y'all stayed to the end. If you did, just leave me like a fire emoji in the comment section. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.